Again, we want to start the session with verses from Isaiah chapter 53. Verse 4 through 6. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see a seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. We cannot contemplate the affliction in the work of salvation that the Lord Jesus endured unless we see the whole picture. Sure, man sorely abused the Holy One. But it was mentioned this morning, how can you separate what God was doing from what man did? A verse was read in 1 Peter. That the Lord Jesus committed himself to him who judges righteously. Certainly was not man. But he accepted what man would do to him, having given himself into their hands, or else they could have done nothing. Because he is God, Son of Man, Son of God. But in this session, we would consider that which afflicted his soul. The Lord Jesus said in the Gospels, "Do not fear what man can do unto you, but fear him." Who is able to body and soul into hell. There was a greater power to answer to. A greater power to answer to. The Lord Jesus cried as a righteous man out to that power, "Why have you forsaken me?" We might consider that question and see why as we look at these, consider these, this portion.
Perhaps as a reminder, I can see the brethren very slow to speak, which is a good sign. Because in the morning, you uttered a few words about, let's be careful, how we approach the sufferings of the Lord. And we were talking sufferings from the hands of men. I think this one makes it extra careful to tread carefully, dear brethren, because it's a very holy ground when we are ushered into the atoning work of the Lord Jesus.
The question I would have along those lines is, when we see, even in the passage in Isaiah, different expressions about him being stricken, smitten, afflicted, oppressed, I believe, this is my understanding, I may be wrong, but I believe that some of what happened to him at Calvary was done by man, and then there were sufferings at the hands of God. And, I can say I know for sure what took place in the hours of darkness, where man was shut out, man wasn't hurling insults, man wasn't touching him anymore, was at the hand of God. And all the thorns and the spitting and the mocking and the jeering was the hands of man, clearly. But where I get a little confused is the crucifixion, the flogging. His blood was shed by sinners, but his blood had to be shed. And he was lifted up. He said that he would be lifted up. Was that at the direction of God, or was that simply the cruelty of man? Is it something, some kind of mix? The brother asked the question this morning whether or not God was using the hands of men, or whether man was being influenced by the power of darkness. And it's something I would love to get some help on, because, well, I would love to understand, was the level of cruelty necessary? Or was it simply his death that was necessary, and everything else was simply the cruelty of man and the power of darkness? I don't know, but I don't want to be jumbled in my mind about these things, and I've heard from several people various thoughts that seem to be a lot of mixture.